getting back to it now. My next guest is a state representative, Sarah Leitner, Republican vice chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Sarah, good to have you here on the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. A lot of talk about tax relief and tax cuts and so on and so forth, but I never see us get there. Why is that?
Oh, boy. Well, it's been, you know, an exciting couple of weeks in Lansing in this new term. You know, there's a lot of things that are different right now. Obviously, the majority party has switched for the first time in a long time. And, you know, everyone, I think, is just trying to get their feet underneath of them right now. And what we're seeing is some of the processes just aren't being traditionally followed. And part of that process, you know, is having open and transparent discussions in committee hearings and asking questions, vetting policies. Kind of one of the things we're seeing right now is close the books and supplementals and a potential shift in corporate income tax revenue. You know, right now we're looking at a surplus of about $720 million in revenue, which triggers an automatic income tax rollback. So right now we pay 4.25. This trigger would put it back down to 4.05.
Right. It's automatic. And, it's in the law. You know, so how do you, but it seems to me, I'm hearing that they're trying to get around that. Why would you try to get around what's in the law?
Sure. Well, what we're seeing right now is the Democrats, you know, are driving the bus and they're circumventing the legislative process. What they're wanting to do is before close the books is basically divert about $800 million from the corporate income tax into the SOAR fund directly. Now, by doing that, it takes away that trigger, that rollback. And I don't understand myself why the governor wouldn't want to take a win on this and go ahead and let the rollback happen and grant relief to all Michiganders who file income tax and work and, you know, our families, our seniors, our working class, give them some relief, you know, with the income tax. Because there's still almost a $9 billion surplus in our sitting on the books right now. So
right.
There's still room for smart tax reform in perpetuity and to divert, to appropriate money through the normal process into projects such as economic development or infrastructure or, you know, juvenile justice or whatever it may be.
A host of other things. There's a lot of different things. Now, keep in mind, we still have a $100 billion debt, does the state of Michigan. I personally like to see us pay down some debt, but, you know, that's just me.
Well, and as you know, our last appropriations chair, Thomas Albert, did a great job with making that a priority. I would love to continue to pay down more debt because, you know, it's just good for Michigan. And, you know, they have forecasted a recession. They don't think that recession is going to happen in Michigan as soon as they thought. And then the other part of it is they really don't think it's even going to be as steep as it was going to be, as what they anticipated. We continue to have more revenue than anticipated by quite a bit. And why not give that back to the people that are working rather than giving it to huge, massive corporate projects for only a select area of the state or areas, you know, because it's
right.
It just depends on the project.
I mean, let's be honest, through the pandemic, times have been tight. Times have been tough. It is time to maybe step up and help some people out.
Well, it is. It's time to help back the individual families, seniors, working class, all of those people. And we can do that right now. We have the money in the budget. It's anticipated we will continue to have the money in the budget. And what we also should do is, you know, focus on some of the smaller and medium-sized projects and businesses that, you know, continued to grit it out during COVID. And, you know, some of those businesses, you know, were shut down to no fault of their own. Why not revitalize them? I mean, small business is the backbone of America.
That's not the way they look at it, though. It's not, sadly.
It's not.
You know, small businesses have been targeted. You know, when you see pizza shop owners, you know, handcuffed and dragged to Lansing, for example, you know something is terribly out of whack, don't you?
Sure. sure. So, you know, right now my job is to continue to fight for people of Michigan, preserve this rollback. It should happen. This trigger should happen. And then, you know, work with the Democrats to be able to come up with common sense solutions through the normal process, not behind a hidden door, not in the back room of the caucus room, not with just the governor, but an open and transparent process, because we get dinged on transparency all the time. And that is, like, the biggest concern we have with this process right now is there's no government, there's no transparency. There's no voice of the people in this process right now. By them doing backroom deals, it cuts out the voice of every constituent I represent. So the 90,000-plus people I represent are being cut out.
And so as you look at the priorities as they're coming into full relief for you then now, because now you're starting to see what the Democrats want to spend their time on and what the priorities are, do you think it's going to line up with what the priorities are of your constituents or other people in Michigan?
Well, I represent people of all partisan backgrounds, so some of them might agree with it, but I don't know how anybody can stand here, any of my colleagues, and look at me and say, you know what, I am all for giving $800 to $1 billion in backroom deals to large corporations, and then, oh, by the way, sorry, taxpayers, you still have to suck it up and continue to pay taxes and pay these corporate income taxes, even though you fought and worked really hard for the businesses you had or whatever you had. You know, everyone's feeling the pinch, and I think everybody can get a win here if they preserve that rollback and let it happen and then work through a normal, transparent committee process on further tax relief and economic development.
But the governor, and let's not kid ourselves, the governor has her eye on running for president. Whether it's this time around or the next, doesn't matter. She will at some point run for president. And if you shoot down tax breaks that were already there for people, that's not going to look very good in a campaign. I'll just say that. I'll give you the last word here. State Representative Sarah Leitner, last word. Go ahead.
Well, last word is I hope that the Democrats come to their senses, preserve the rollback, grant relief to all Michigan working class families, seniors, everybody, preserve that rollback, and work together to come up with further relief with all the revenue we have. Because I think the money should go back to the people and not necessarily just corporations.
Fair enough. All right, Sarah, thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate your input.
All right, thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
You as well. There you have it. All right, so this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Wolverine has been locally owned and operated for almost 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. Support the home team and, well, my good friend Paul Mahaney and his Michigan team. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. And get that RO system. If you don't have the reverse osmosis system in your house, man, once you do, you're going to say, why did I wait so long? WolverineWaterSystems.com. I'll be right back.
MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests, and a high score goes to Brian.
Oh, yeah, high score, baby.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen, and those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Everybody, let's go, let's go. Ho, ho, ho. Welcome, everyone, to West High School Spring Fling. Hey, where we at? Where we at?
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just moved through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. Okay, I went to the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.